Okay, we're both same. Okay, a couple of things. Tomorrow's schedule, a little different schedule tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, because I'm giving contemporary halacha the next two Thursdays. So the way they do it is, they even have, one year they have it on Tuesdays, one year they have it on Thursdays. So when they have it on Tuesdays, it doesn't conflict with us, because it's 1 o'clock. When they have it on Thursdays, when they have it on, the year they have it on Thursdays, it conflicts. So we have Shear in the classroom, 108, at from 11 to 12. In other words, we'll have a half an hour, you know, Kedushin, and a half an hour Chumash. And, okay? Sunday we'll have Kibbutz Avim. I'm going to be giving Bez Hashem the Kol Yom Rishon from 10:30 to 11:30, but then Bez Hashem should be back after 11:30 to give the Kibbutz Avim Shir. Okay? Then I've made a couple of Hanukkah packets coming up, so that should be good, and Hanukkah Seba, and a lot of good things. And that, of course, as Avi Shecht always reminds us, we have to do Chazara in proper time, so he'll let us know when we're violating Bal Tosif, or, it was good Chazara, no? It was good. Chazara, see, after you do Chazara, then you feel you have a kinyan on the whole thing. Okay. Today, we're talking about polygamy.
How very exciting.
Right. Right. So, again, our favorite pasuk in page 10, Parshas Kisetze. Kisyeno ishte noshe machas, a'uva v'chasnua. So the halach is, right, we discussed, the pasuk says he had two wives. So the pasuk talks about two wives. So the thing we're bothered with, according to the Taz, how did Rabbeinu Gershon answer? So what were the answers we gave already? One answer we saw was that kisein al ishtei nashim means that it happened. This is what you did. It didn't mean that you're allowed to do that. We saw that in the Emek Halacha in Rav Boimel. Right, and in fact, the Shoyal and Rav Boimel pointed out that it's snua. The way the Gemara explains it doesn't mean you don't like her; it means the Torah doesn't like her. It doesn't like the marriage because it was b'isser. So then you see that the pasuk is not talking about something you're allowed to be doing. So it's not mefurish lahetter. This is what happened. Key. And then we saw, we told you, Rav David Cohen said over in his Sefer that it doesn't necessarily say that they're getting, that they were married at the same time. And Josh Aronoff says, Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn, yes.
So it's very much, you know, this new, like, over and new, that would just be respectfully to each wife, like one he likes and one
doesn't. No. It's the same thing what the Gemara said, but what he's pointing out is that the Torah never said beferish that the shtei noshim were married concurrently to the same husband. And you can have the same interpretation of uva v'snua, that it means what the Gemara said, that uva means a proper marriage and snua was something you're not allowed to marry. You follow? He's just pointing out that you can ask a kashrut of the Taz, it's mefurish in the Torah that you can have two wives. So his response was that it's not mefurish, because the Torah says you can have two wives, you can have 10 wives, but it doesn't say that you had it at the same time.
Right.
You can have a wife, then she passed away or divorced, and then you have the second person. Okay. So today I'd like to show you the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. And it's so exciting. One of the most important things that happened in the world in the past several years is that they redid the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer on page 18. So now you don't see. You see, the old days I used to Xerox the old printing. The old printing was, you know, like long paragraphs and Rashi script. See what they do here in the Machon Hamor. I'm very excited about this. That they basically, they take the tshuva, they title the tshuva, and then they break up every paragraph and they title it also. So look where I put the arrow here, page 18. He has a thing. Eich hechrim rabbeinu gershon mor hagola b'dar rafush b'torah lehetah. See? So in the old printing, you wouldn't have that. So it makes it more user friendly. You know, that it's broken up into. So let's see what he says. Umasha hiksha letaz. Eich hechrim rabbeinu gershom, page 18. Masha hiksha letaz. Eich hechrim rabbeinu gershom. Amasha mefurish betorah. Right? That's the question. Oh, and you should look in footnote base. He says the same thing that Reb David Cohen said. He says, see? He said the same thing, the footnote here. So let's see what he says. Ad Rabbeinu Gershom lo kasha midi. For Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not a problem. Why? The apple gav ein chacham yicholim lasso betakadam asher mutar beferish betorah. Because adam ha'osar asma b'shvua or b'cherim v'vaday osar afil masher first b'hetar betorah. He says like this, and this is I think a very Yesodistic thing. Rabbeinu Gershom didn't make an isser. Rabbeinu, sort of like what we were saying less today about Rav Mangid, right? The Rav didn't make a. Oh, you know, he told it his community. He didn't make a. So same. Okay, Rabbeinu Gershom was more broad, right? But he didn't make an isser. He made a cherim. He didn't make a takana. A cherim, like Rav Shechter always says, a cherim is like a klola. Like if you do this, you're a cherim. Just like he's going to say. A person can take a shvua, not to eat the ice cream, right? And then he can't eat ice cream. The Torah says you can eat ice cream, but the Torah says you can make a shvua, not to eat something, which is permissible. So Rabbeinu Gershom, basically, he didn't want people to do it, but it could be that he can make a takana that you can't marry. But since he didn't want people to do it, so what he did was, like Rav Shachter always says, he made a cherem. He, like Rav Shechter explains, he made a curse that will keep people away, because no one wants to start up with Rabbeinu Gershom's curse. I mean, Rav Shechter claims that it was also even from before that. We'll have to see, but he made the curse. So it's no different, says the Chasam Sofer, than taking a shvua not to eat an apple, even though you're allowed to eat apples. So you're allowed to polygamy is mutter, but he can make a cherem because he didn't think it was a good thing to do at that point. So Ramela, he thinks the whole thing is not such a problem. So that's what he says. Mikol mokom, adam ha'oser asma b'shvua o b'cherem b'vale oser afil ma shehutu b'feirish b'torah. For adam ha'machrim atzmo im iso beis noshim. A person could say that I want to make a cherem. Say even if Rabbeinu Gershom didn't come around and said, you know, I don't want to. Maybe he has a taiva to marry more than one woman, but he knows that it's not such a good thing because, well, you know, it's not a good for him. So he wants to make sure he doesn't do it. So he puts a cherem on himself. A cherem that I shouldn't marry. Why isn't it good? So we'll see why. Well, I don't think it's such a hard question to ask why. You know, Baruch Hashem, this generation, you know, people should have one good wife and it should work out, and they're not looking to have many wives. So that it should work. So right, I am with one wife. Believe me. It should be a good with one wife. That's the. Yeah.
What type of cherem are we talking about? We're talking about like nowadays where you can go
customers put it there, we can't talk to them, we can't. You shouldn't do business with them. Like, a person's taking a care of himself, so he's going to kick himself out of the community. What's going to happen?
No, it means that, like Rav Shach explains, it means that he curses him. He puts a curse. Now, Rav Shach always points out, the Iker of Cherem and Nidoy is a curse. He curses. So Rabbeinu Gershom is making a Cherem, that you're Mukram, you're, so to speak, cursed, if you marry more than one woman at the same time.
It seems like, from the Shulchan Aruch, I think I comes before this, that it definitely has to do with the Cherem, but it also seems like it's saying that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it has to do with the Minhag and Makom too. That it may not necessarily have anything to do with the Cherem. Like, if the Minhag and Makom is to only marry one wife, then regardless of the Cherem, we should be marrying one wife. So, like, you know, would we be able to say that the Cherem, I guess, was for
the place
that wasn't, I guess,
the
accepted
minhag ha-makom? Yeah, I mean, if there's a minhag ha-makom, then there's a halach of minhag ha-makom.
Right.
Whereas if this makom has a minhag, that you do a certain thing, but a minhag ha-makom could ask for something that technically is mutter, but it wouldn't necessarily be a cheirim.
Right.
It would just be that you're going against the minhag.
The cheirim will be needed there anyway.
No, because Rav Shechter would say to you back that the minhag ha-makom will only say it's aser mitam minhag. Okay, so it's not good, you shouldn't violate minhagim, but now you're going to get a cher. Now he added on, like Rav Shechter said, he added on a curse.
Also, how is he
going to
compare with the Shulchan Aruch? Like, what person, make you take a shrua
again, but in other words, you can have a communal thing. In other words, they could have a thing on the community. The community can make a.
You know, you might disagree with the community side.
Right, the community could. Like we did a Retrubas Rivash, that they made a thing, the community, that no one should get married without a minyan. Rivash speaks about this. And if you do, you violate, and it was even a discussion of Rivash if the Kedushin is Chal. Because usually Kedushin, all you need is a man or woman and two Eidim. But now they made a Takonis HaKos. So here's a whole tshuva. What's the din? If you went ahead and violated this, is there a Hafkas Kedushin or something like that on that? Oh, so the question is, where does this come from, the concept of a cherem? That's the next paragraph. You see, he bolded hakoach lahatil cherem. So he says he needs machol nosi Yisrael. You see, you're right. In other words, you can't go up. A single person can't come up and say, "I'm putting a cherem on this." In other words, you have to be the recognized gadol hador or the recognized head of the community. And then you could have, you know, clout to make a cherem on the community. But if you're just a regular singular person, you can do it on yourself, but you can't make a communal thing because you don't have the communal power. He says, "V'nei yesh l'chol." You see, "Hakoch l'hatil cherem." You see that in the "V'nei yesh l'chol nasi Yisrael v'gadol hador l'hachrim lesor k'mo she'odam nishba la'atzmo." V'zeh b'yeh Ramban b'kutshus mishpatei acherim shalo v'v'torah b'posuch v'chol cherim ashrim yochem v'adam lo yipodeh. So the source is from this pasuk. So locally, we happen to have this pasuk in the packet. So let's see what the pasuk says. Page 12. Says, "Kol cherem asher yocham min ha'adam lo yipadeh mos yumos." So the question is, what exactly does this So Rashi in Chumash says, look at Rashi, Kaf Tes. Hayotzei lehoreg v'omer echad erko alai lo omar klum. Whereas in Bechukosai they have the concept of Domi alai and Erki alai. Erki alai means I want to give to the Beis HaMikdash my value. So how do you know what your value is? So you just have to open up the pasuk in Chumash and it says from age 10, 20 to 30, this is the value. From 30 to 40, this is the value. So you just look in the Chumash. And then that's the amount you have to give based on your age, right? Right? The Torah says how much everyone's value is. So the Gemara in Erchin says if a person committed an Aveira that he's Chayav Misa, and now they're taking him out to be killed, and someone says, Erko Alai, his Erech, I want to give to the Beis HaMikdash Lo Amar Klum, because there's no value to him because he's getting killed. So he doesn't have an Erech. Mos Yumas. So that's how the Rashi is learning the Pasuk, based on the Gemara. Kol Cheirem Sher Yocham Min HaAdam, if you did a Cheirem to somebody who's Mos Yumas, then you don't have Lo Yipadeh, you don't have to give anything. Right? That's the drush in the Gemara in Erechim. But if you look, in the Chidushei HaRamban on page 13, the Ramban wrote a thing called Mishpat HaCheirim. He wrote a whole piece called Mishpat HaCheirim. And it's printed in the back of the Chidushei Ramban al Hashas, in the back of Shavuos Nida volume, called Mishpat HaCheirim. He says, "V'ani Omer, the Shema Achar Bakoshes HaMechila." He says that he wants to say that he has a mocker for the concept of Cheirim. In other words, this communal cheirim. Where does it come from? Shazup shana kosu b'torah. Kol cheirim. In other words, because he's saying, in other words, he's excusing himself because he's saying the chachamim gave different drushes about this pasuk. So he's saying, with all due respect, with all due forgiveness, I want to give another pshat. Because he's saying something against what others have said, pshat in the pasuk. So he's, gives a word of courtesy. Achar b'koshes ha'mechila, shezeu pshat ha'kosu b'toira. Kolcher v'sher yochar min ha'odom lo yipod ha'moshu was kloba. Ma'asher skimo olav ha'kol. In other words, when everyone had a communal consensus, or somebody who represents the community, like the head of the community. V'huchom l'daitam over alav lo yipadeh b'mamon al chayim misa. And he's chayim misa, he's violating the cheirim. V'al yeh teheh chosem pinu b'zem b'nei sh'rabaseinu darshu ha'mikro l'inyan ha'acher v'hem v'shadarshu l'marach yoti l'harg. Even though the Gemara darshan's the pasuk about if a person says erki alai, the worth of this person who's getting the kill, like Rashi and Chumash, we have Misha Omer Shein Chayiv Misa Bezim Dorm Vomo Tidisa Shekspeiz Buxubis Shavu Pike Ein Mikra Zeh Yotze Vibde Peshuto. So what he's saying is the Gemara in Erechin, that's a drasha, that's a drash. But what's the Pashup shot in this Pasuk? Kol Cheyme Sheyachram Min Ha'odam Lo Yipodem Mos Yumas. In other words, you can have multiple, like Rosh Hashanah always says, multiple pshatim in the pasuk. Well, hey, so he's saying one pshat in the pasuk is what Rashi says in Chumash. That is somebody who's Yotzei Loreg, and you say, Erko Alai, his value is, I'm donating his value, so then you don't have to give anything because he doesn't have a value. So also it means, and that's learned out from that pasuk of Chayim Yishayachim, it also means that the Nasi or the community or somebody represents the community can make a binding Isser on the community. Just like I told you, the Rivash had the case where the community made a thing that we don't want anyone getting married without a minyan. Right, we learned that pasuk, right? You remember? We learned that pasuk. So what is that pasuk referring to? The pasuk chat it's referring to that if your father sinned, you don't get punished. And if you sinned, your father doesn't get punished. Right? That's the pasuk chat. But there's an added interpretation that what? That you don't get punished based on the testimony of your father. Your father testifies that you did something wrong. So he's pasul eidus for you. And you can't testify for him. So that's a separate halacha. So don't think that added drasha is just an asmachta, because the pshuto shel mikra is pshuto shel mikra, and this is another, as Rav Shach always says, another level of interpretation. But it's not an asmachta; it's also deraisa. So the same thing of Barcherim. Even though one interpretation might be legabi the concept derek olai, but another interpretation could be what? Could be the concept of chayim. So Krovim, even though that pasuk doesn't mean really about Eidus, it means that you don't get punished for your father's sins and your father doesn't get punished for your sins. But still, whatever drush there is, you still have to explain what the pshuto shel mikra is. The chesiv shachit bnei amukim lohemis kasub sevet Torah Moshe lo yumsu avos al banim banim lo yumsu avos. Manu shekam upanim shel emes la Torah. And then he says lo or el shacherim chal afil al doros abayim. Right. In other words, the cherim they can make it even on future generations. Right. Not only on the generation that you live in. Right, Yericho, they weren't allowed to what? To rebuild. So Yeshua made a cherem. So it's not only for his generation, it's even for future generations. So that, says the Ramban, this pasuk in Chumash of Kol Cheir Roshei Rochem is the source that we could have a communal cheir even for future generations. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom did. He didn't make a takana, he made a cheir. So a cheir, you can make a cheir, because the Torah says it's mefurish that it's mutter. Let's say that it's ki'ilus with kisyanu shnei nashim is considered like mefurish, not like the terutzim that we gave. But we're not making a takana against Chazal; we're making a cherem. So a cherem you could do, like just like there's no halacha that yet you need a minyan to get to the kaddish and isha. I mean, you need a minyan for shavu brachas, but not for the kedushim. So they made a thing that they don't want people doing getting married, you know, secretly. No secret marriages. Harav, I'm going to the family lawyer. What do you say? You.
So a chiram, you're saying, is not as strong as even Durabana. But it's stronger than Nihon, so strong than Nihon. If you're allowed to do that, it's weaker than a Durabana. But it's stronger than
the other,
on the same level as
the other. Maybe it's stronger, but there's a curse. I mean, Rav Shechter mentioned, you know, some Rishonim point out that Minig Zosius Gehenim, that there could be some level of.
Versus, it seems like you can still only do it for a community, but this is more or less applied to everyone. And then based on that, how maybe that's, like, how could you do that? And also, the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass, and that was a time when it was a problem.
Well, what's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Let's see the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Gershon, page 15, Hechrim ala nosei al ishtim. It says Hechrim. There's a chayr. He made a chayr. I mean, Shulchan Aruch does call it also takana. It says, "Lo pashta takanoso b'chol aratzos." But what the Chasam Sofer says, you know, it's more of a chayyur. So that's what he. So that's how he's answering the kasha. Well, he also says it wasn't mispashe b'chol aratzos, but yeah, even if it's all klal Yisrael. It could be that he intended it first to the community, and everyone liked the idea, and everyone stepped in on the same caleb. So then he writes. So that's what he says. And now look back into page 18 on the paragraph Hakoach Lahatil Caleb. He says, he quotes the right here. He says, "Hinei yeshul chol nasi Yisrael v'gadol hador lahachrim lesor k'mosh adam nishma l'atzmo." V'zeh be'er Ramban b'kutshus mishpatei achem shalom v'torah v'pasuk kolchem v'sheyachem an adam lo yipode shemizeh nischayiv yonason misa l'unay shabto u'peir sheytiru chem v'shal shol lo amar taz el ilo osu b'cherem rak v'takona lekel l'avdolo sasur. All the Taz says is that if he made a takana, then it's not binding because it's not part of Los Osir. Cherim, that's not what the Taz said. Because a cherim could be on anything, just like a private shvuah could be on anything. So a cherim could be on anything. So Mamela, it's not a violation of the Taz as he saw. Then he writes, I can't hear, what's that again?
Why is this not the same thing with an Asr and Gittin? The Torah tells you to put their tongue in the Tassar. Maybe we said that in the Asr, you should say it's a Gittin by the two parts of the Torah.
Right.
Just like after you're on the Hot List.
The Asr and Gittin in certain cases.
Huh?
Only in certain cases, the Asr.
Only in certain cases.
The Asr and Gittin. Just like they asked the chauffeur and Rosh Hashanah Shehal Yom B'Shabbos, but they didn't answer it totally. As long as they didn't answer it totally, that's okay. But that's a Taz Diso. If they would say you can never blow chauffeur because of Tikkun Kli Shir, then they could have done it.
Wait, you didn't take two wives.
What?
You never
take two wives. That's right, but it's only Migdin Cheir.
So if someone
definitely did, I mean. So he violates the Cheir, he doesn't violate. So the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gershon, couldn't make a takana, but he could make a chayr. Those are the two different avenues of. Those chayr also implies obviously, but it's not. It's forbidden. It's saying don't do. We don't want you to do this. So we're gonna. You know, if you do it, you're under a chayr. In other words, when the Chachamim say asid muktza on Shabbos. So they have a right to ask a muktzah. So they ask a muktzah. They didn't make a cherim on muktzah because they can make a takana. But I guess in certain cases where you can't make a takana, so they made a cherim. But then he says, but what about the Gemara? So he says, so that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Rabbeinu Gershon's not a problem. Right? Because it's all okay. But now he's going to say he wants to bring another problem. Beis Kushyos Alatas. He says, Vikasha Kushyos Alatas. Yashas So Perkabal Yivimto. Lamanda Omar Hanose Isha Alishto. Yotzi Vitenk Suba. So there's an opinion that says that if you take another wife on your wife, and this is obviously before Rabbeinu Gershon, this is Gemara, you're not allowed to do that. You have to, you didn't have a right to take her in, so therefore you have to divorce her, but you have to give her a ksuba because she didn't do anything wrong. You did the Avera. But then there's an opinion of Rava. Rava says the boy lemekam b'sipuka no say. But Rava says no. If you have enough means to support two wives, then it's not a problem. So the question is, but what about the first opinion? Because there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that, and obviously the Gemara is before a mitigation that says hanosi isha lishto yotzi v'tenk suba. So even though we paskin like Rava that says that as long as you financially could keep them going, then you're allowed to have two wives. So what's the answer? So he says, okay, he's going to talk about rivers. Let's skip to parak Vachanami de Kavase. See what he says? Ilu Osu, so he says like this. Now Chasam Sofer is going to say a new daher. Yeah, you ready for this one? This is a new idea that the Chasam Sofer is going to articulate here. He says like this. If the Torah said something is permissible, then the Chachamim can't take head on what the Torah said is okay. But if the Chachamim feel there's an external concern, then they could say not to do it. For example, here, Hakanami, Ilu Osu Liso Beis Noshim, Shal Yirba B'Mishgal V'Taiva. In other words, say the Torah says you can marry two wives, but the Chacham said that we think that it's inappropriate for a man to cohabit with two women because it's like, you know, it's too much. We don't want him to be involved in such physical behavior, you know, with two women. It's too much. It's not something we want to encourage. So, but they can't do that because the Torah said that it's permissible to have two wives. So that means that obviously if you can have two wives, he's going to cohabit with both women. And the Torah says that there's nothing wrong with that. So the Chachamim can't say otherwise. But if they have an outside concern, what's the outside concern? V'lehem ra'u lasos geder l'lav she'era susa v'onosa lo yigro. But say their concern is something indirect, namely that there's a halacha that you have to support your wife, right? You have to give her clothing, food, etc. So obviously, if you have two wives, then you have to support two wives. That some people are financially secure, and they could do it. But Chachamim were afraid that maybe one day you won't be so financially secure, so therefore stick with one wife. So that's not clashing with the Torah directly. That's just an outside concern that maybe one day you won't be financially equipped to do. Okay, also l'hachman d'amar. So that's why they asked it. That's the opinion in the Gemara. And Rava says no, because bottom line is that that's pretty direct also. He gives you a mashal that I skipped. Maybe we should do the mashal to make it clearer even. The mashal is on page 19 on the right side, the top right, of all. And this we're going to have a separate packet in the future discussing this this case. He says about Kvarka Safti B'Mokum Acher Mashakosha Ataz the Chazal Herkezel Netshach Osu Ribis Goy. Right, the halacha is that you're not allowed to charge ribis to Israel, but to a goy is mutter. But then Chachomim Asifit. But the Torah says Lanochri Sashich, right? That it's mutter. Chazal asir it. So how could they asir it? For kosher, lo krok siv lanochri sashich. So he says, I hayu chazal osrim ribis nochri gezeirim shim ribis Yisrael. Whereas, if Chachamim want to say, we can asir ribis nochri, because if you're going to start charging ribis to a goy, you'll start charging ribis to Israel. That they can't do, because the Torah says beferish, it's okay. Because that's like hitting it direct. You're saying we should make a gzera, but the Torah said not to make a gzera. So that would be a problem. Okay, in other words, the din that you, it's mutter to charge ribis to a goy, right, the Torah says. But Chachamim asked it. Chachamim asked it. So why is it, so everyone's asked also, isn't that a problem of the Taz? So the Chasam Sofer says no. If they asked charging ribbis to a goy, because they're afraid if you start charging ribbis to a, you can charge ribbis to a goy, you'll come to charge ribbis to Yisrael. So they can't do that, because obviously the Torah wasn't concerned with that. But, because that's in here. But iho you chazal osrim ribis nochri gzeirim shem ribis Yisrael zel negratoris even nochri shoshich. Aval heim lo bo ligdor geder a ribis ella alav acher. Is the point of asering, in other words, you can't take on the lav beferish. The Torah says the lav is mutter. So you can't say the lav, we should make a gzeirim, because then you're undermining the lav. But you can. But if it's an indirect way, in other words, the concern was not a ribbistic concern. The concern is what? Avalheim lo bo ligdor geder a ribbis el alav acher dechsev lo silmad lasos ketolavos al goyim ha'ein. Veruch hazal ki alvos ribbis mevi lilmod mimasov. Also, ligdor halavahu. Lo lasos gedel ribis v'zeh mutter. Asi shorvel kasher midi. He says, why were the chachamim answering? They're what? That if you're going to lend ribis to a guy, then what's going to happen? It's going to what? What do you mean look bad? No, he's not saying that. What is he saying? Well, heim lo bo ligdor geder a ribis el alav acher desiv lo silma lasas katovos avgoyim heim ruch hazal ki alvos ribis mevi lilma mimasav. Now what? So what does that mean? In other words, you'll come to adopt all the culture of goyim. once you start charging ribs to a guy, so then you're part of their culture, and then you'll learn other things from goyim. In other words, we weren't afraid about ribbis per se, because the Torah says ribbis is mutter. So they can't ask the ribbis because you'll charge ribbis to Israel. But you could say that we could ask the ribbis not to take on the lava of ribbis, because the Torah says that ribbis is okay, and we're not afraid that you're going to. But here, it's to take on a different concern. If it's not a local concern, then they could. Now you could say the same thing, that maybe the word is the Torah obviously felt that if you charge ribbis, you won't learn from his other things. But that's not head on. That's like a separate concern. In other words, there you're undermining the law per se. Here you're saying, well, in our generation, maybe there's other concerns that could come up. So we should ask, we shouldn't do it. So that they could do. But if they're going to say, no, don't do it because you'll come to lend. But the Torah, that concern was concerned from the get-go when the Torah was given, that if you'll come to do it. So obviously the Torah is not concerned with that. But if you're speaking about the concern of so that could be, you know, now that is a concern. So that doesn't necessarily undermine what the Pasuk says, because the Pasuk is saying it's mutter, and I guess at that point there wasn't such a concern. Now it is a concern. But if you say there's a concern that you're going to lend a yid, that concern was from the get-go, and they weren't concerned with that. So then you can't make a thing. The same thing like this: marry two wives, says the Chasam Sofer. If you're going to say that concern is a concern of overindulging in physical things, then that existed from the get-go. So obviously, if that's why Chazal are going to answer it, then they can't. But if they're going to answer it because of financial reasons, so that's different. And that's the machlokas in the Gemara. One opinion said that you even if you're financially stable, one day you might not be, and therefore they asked it, and Rava disagrees and says no. Rava is the one who says that if you're financially stable, it's okay. Because Mokom Polig Rava, Bishum Deina Doma Mamish, Tomash Kosov Leel, Blav, Tolosim, Alasos, Anal, the Hokhul Hava Mamish also in Yenatzma, Shetira Torah. He says over there, and that's good for the machlokas, that to ask the ribbis because of financial reasons, and then to ask the two wives because of financial reasons, is that like going head on with the Torah, or is that more, because you could say that's a different concern. That's something, in other words, the marriage itself, that's the relations. Things outside the financial thing, which is also has to do with, but that's more remote. And Rava says no, it's the same thing, because marriage means you have to support her. So if the Torah says that it's mutter, that means the Torah is not concerned that you won't be able to support her. And therefore Rava said that that you're allowed, because they couldn't make the gzera, and that's why. So in other words, what the Chasam Sofer was saying is that in the Gemara itself there's a discussion whether Chachamim could aser it or not. And then there's a Chayv to Rabbeinu Gershom after that. And that's not a problem, because that's just a Chayv. That is explained. Like that's like a communal Shmua. But what is, so the Chasam Sofer says, so now let's speak about the Gemara. Because the Gemara had an idea that maybe it's that maybe what? That it's sort of like a takana in the Gemara. So why is that against the Taz? Because there are two opinions in Gemara whether you have to divorce or not to your second wife. So he says, well, one idea is maybe like you're only divorcing her because of the financial thing, and that's not like taking the Torah head on. And Rava says, no, that is taking the Torah head on, because marriage by definition is finances. But the case of Ribbis is not head on, because head on would be don't do Ribbis because then you'll come to do Ribbis to a guy, to a yid. But the Torah says Ribbis is okay, so obviously they're not. They could say, don't do Ribbis because you'll start coming to learn from their ways. So that's not taking the Torah head on, because that maybe could change with the different generations and things like that. An interesting chasam sofer. But so basically the chasam sofer works on two levels. He works on the cheirim level and says that's not a problem, because it's just cheirim. He quotes the Ramban and the Pesukim Chumash, right? And then he works on the Gemara level of, and the Gemara level, the concern is finances. So, because of finances, did Chazal have the right to say not to take two wives? Or no? So that's the two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says that you have to divorce her, and the other opinion says you can remain married to her. That's like a takana. So we paskin that you can remain, we paskin like Rava, that if you can, if you have the money, you could. That's probably what Rav Shechter meant. And if you don't have the money, of course you shouldn't take two wives. But the Chiddush, Rav is saying that if you have the money, you can remain married. And the other opinion says you can't remain married even if you have the money. If you don't have the money, that's I think probably what Rav Shechter meant. That everyone agrees you shouldn't marry two wives. So the question is, if you have the money, do we still choshish that one day you might not have the money, and therefore right away you shouldn't have a second wife? So the question is that against the Taz or not? According to the opinion that says you have to divorce. So Rava says, no, you don't have to divorce. If you have the money, you can remain married. The other opinion says you have to divorce her right away. And Rava says, so according to that opinion, why isn't that against the Taz? So he says, no, that's not too indirect. And Rav is saying, no, it's so that's the machlokes. So the chasam sofer, you have to read the chasam sofer. Rav Avadi Yosef once said, I'll tell you to who he said it in a second, when you read a tshuva's chasam sofer, you got to go slow. In general, he holds you learn, you got to go slow. I told you this? Ani amarti b'chosi. Rav Avadi Yosef, I wrote an article, he used to come here a lot. He said, Ani amarti b'chosi kol ha'odam kozev. If you do too much b'chipazon, then too quickly, then you're going to get the wrong shot. It's so true. A person rushes the learning. You know, in this generation, everyone's rushing. Don't rush. Go slow. Because if you rush, you're going to misunderstand. But then, there's a sefer called Rabbeinu. You ever see the sefer Rabbeinu? Next time you come to my apartment, make me take out the sefer Rabbeinu. Okay? Rabbeinu is somebody who learned with Rav Avadi Yosef like the last years of his life, and basically he kept a diary of everything they did that day. So one day they were learning Chasam Sofer, and Rav Avadi said, you know, you do Tshuva Chasam Sofer, you gotta go slow. And that was, you know, the old print, the new print also, but the new print is at least better. It makes it more understandable, the new print. That's why I always xerox for you guys from the new print of the Tshuva Chasam Sofer. I make sure. So this is some Tshuva Chasam Sofer. And Aaron, what does Aaron say?
It's just not that the Chasam Sofer is saying that the real issue is if this issue has existed in the Torah, and the Torah is not a legitimate issue, you cannot later say, oh, this issue is legitimate.
Right. Because the issue of having two wives of excess relations that exist in the time of the Torah, and yet the Torah still said it's not an issue. Right. So that's what Chasam Sofer says was gufa. That was gufa the machlokas in the Gemara. You're saying it should be poshut.
Yeah,
so the question is like this: maybe the Torah was talking about somebody who's wealthy. He can have two wives. But the question is, do we say that somebody who's wealthy maybe one day won't be wealthy? And
that situation did happen.
But it wasn't... Yeah. Okay, so that's... Yeah. I mean, so he says that Rava says... Should they do a mamish? Zachar have a mamish also in your... Right, the question is, do we ask to somebody who has the finances now, maybe one day he won't? So that's the machlokas in the Gemara.
But why is that situation?
He's okay, so he says, Mikol Mokom, so one opinion says you have to get divorced. Why is that against the Torah? And the other opinion says that that's mamish, what the Torah asks him. So the opinion we passed like works out good. Because we paskin that if he has the money, he can remain married. And you don't say to get divorced because maybe one day... Right. So the opinion we paskin like works and good. Yeah. Yeah.
So would you make someone divorce if he had financial distress to have two wives? Take it as far as you
can. Right, so that's a look at Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Shulchan Aruch speaks about this. Yeah. Yeah, page 15. Let's see what it says on page 15. And that's why there's no shidduch crisis, because
I think it was more on Tuba because of the
Shinokar. You can just pick. You can just meet somebody, like the old Tuba Aruch. You know, just go out in the fields and everyone's dancing or singing and you just say hello. I always tell my wife, if I can get two people just to go out on a date, I'm happy. Because today, you know, before they go on a date, there's so many Drishim and Hakiras. And they have to check every... I'm not saying, you know, some within reason, but sometimes it's so much until you get two people to go out on a date. You know, when I get two people to go out on a date, I feel, oh, I accomplished something. What will happen beyond that, that's, you know, we'll see. Okay, let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. No se odam kama noshin. You can marry many wives. Who the efshel lemeikam besipu kaichu. As long as you could support them, make them. But an eitzah is don't take more than four. Because if he's only because they're four weeks in the month, and he'll be with each one, you know, on each. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter. In other words, that's Rava's opinion.
But would you divorce someone if they have financial
stress? Look in Yud Ches in the Shach in the Beis Shmuel. We're after day in Hebrew Chels for Tzonos Topic. Me and Vaday Rasha Lisa feeling me of Shalom Makom is Kuchayim. Because if she's Moichel, say a woman says I don't need so much, I'm low maintenance. So then the Beis Shmuel says, then even if you really can't afford, you could. Yeah. So Yud Gimel, look at the Chalkas Mechokek Yud Gimel. He has an interesting thing. He says, "Who the shall make him to creation is topic in Meisur he mitzar Haisha." What's the issue? Is the issue beside that the woman is not going to be treated properly? Or even if she's willing to be low maintenance, in other words, it's not up to the woman. That's the other pshat. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, but so this tshuva chasam sofer is a double tier tshuva because it works about, he speaks about the Gemara, the two opinions of the Gemara, and the Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says that's not a problem b'chlal, so that's just a chayv. Case in the Gemara, so then he says it, and it's a brilliant tshuva. About how he explains the difference, you know, why ribbis is okay. Because ribbis is, you're not taking on what was built into the Torah. The Torah is built in that it's mutter, and we're not gozerat to Yisrael. So you can't say it is. Now, you could say, as the time goes on, we think that you're going to come to learn from his ways, even though you could have said that from the get-go, but that could maybe change as time goes on. But the initial concern of a gezerah atu Yisrael, that was from the get-go, and the Torah still says it was okay. No nochri tzoshich. That's a very interesting idea. Yeah, I don't know. That's
how
should
we take
it? I didn't see that b'feirish. Yeah, but we pass. Right, the Gemara was talking about when he can afford it, and yet still the other opinion says they should get divorced. So now we should look in the Shemin Rokeach. Okay, so we have two things left in this packet. The Shemin Rokeach and the Milchus Elazar. So we'll look at the Shemin Rokeach today and the Milchus Elazar tomorrow, says the Shem. And then next week we'll go on till Avishach lets us. Until he lets us. So he speaks also Asher Toma Lataz Shekosav Dome She Tiru Mufur Shem Bezdin Ein Biachachom Lassor Hechech Miram. So he, the same question he's dealing with, the Rabbeinu Gershon Shlulisa Beis Noshim Ditiru Mufur Shiel Yishtei Noshim Uvi Dinei Lefi Havanosu Tvei Havalei Lachshos Ala Tosis. So he says, why didn't they ask on the Tosis and Bava Metzia about Ribbis? Right, so he's saying the same idea. If the concern could possibly be a new concern, then we could say you can make because it's not going against the Torah. But if it's the same mitzvah, that the issue of like the ribbis case that Chazam Sofer says, the gzeira atu Yisrael is the same concern as Man Chazal, and yet the Torah wasn't concerned. You see, for example, the concept that we don't do yibum b'zman hazeh. Right? So why don't we do Yibum B'zman HaZeh? Because so the Gemara says, like Rav Shecht explained, that what the opinion of Gemara that to do Yibam you have to do it only l'shem Shemayim, right? Because really Yibam is Arayas, it's your brother-in-law, your sister, right? But they made a mitzvah. But if the mitzvah has to be done l'shem Shemayim, and then it's not a problem. If it's not done l'shem Shemayim, then it's a shtick erva, like Rav Shecht pointed out. So how could but the Torah said you're supposed to do Yibum. So the answer is you're supposed to do Yibum Lishma. So Bizmana Torah, the people in a high madrega, they could do Lishma. Today, people might have Kavana that they're doing it because she's beautiful. And that's why they're doing it. So therefore they've made a Gzeira to Mevatel Yibum. So this is what Aaron, he's asking, say like this. In the time of the Torah, people were much simpler. Even in my lifetime, I've seen, you know, people, the world is, you know, changed. People were much simpler. You know, my grandparents, or you know, European people, immigrants, you know, simple, you know, things are simpler, you know. So it wasn't you're saying, it's against the Torah, because you see, the Torah wasn't concerned that they can't afford. The answer is, the Torah was a different tekufa. So it wasn't so much of a chashash, but today, we have a new metzias. He says, the Taz is only speaking about something that the Metzius was the same, and yet the Torah still said it was mutter. But how people deal with financial things, you know, back then and today is different. Today is much more high maintenance. So there's much more of a chashash that if you're going to marry two wives, you're not going to be able to have them both be happy. So the Torah says it's okay, but the Torah is talking about a different situation. So and even then the Torah is only saying if you can afford it, and the Torah wasn't choshesh that maybe it'll come to a situation where you can't afford it because the people weren't so much materialistic as there is today. So it wasn't the same metzias. But Lagabe, whether we should make a gzeira atu, ribbis to Yisrael, ribbis to Akum, that's the same metzias. But he's saying, even by a takana drabanan, if the reason for the takana was existed in the time of Chazal and they weren't gozer, then we can't gozer. But if the reason is because of different metzias, you see, in other words, marriage, the concept of relations and marriage, that was the same thing that existed in Chazal. So it existed today. So they weren't concerned that you're going to have two wives, you're going to have too much physical relations. So that's the same thing that applies today. But if it has to do with finances, so finances is fluid, because that has to do with how people, you know, are more high maintenance or low maintenance. So the Zman, the Torah, can be different than today. So then we can make Gezeiros, because Chazal could make Gezeiros, Kafi, what they feel is the Metzius in this generation. And then that wouldn't be against the Taz. But if we would ask it to have two wives because of the concept of cohabiting with two women, so that was Bizman Chazal, and then that doesn't change. That's what he wants to say. So today we don't make takanas. We're not in the. We're talking about Chazal in the time of the Gemara. You know, we're post takanas today. We don't make takanas today. Today we're good Jews. We follow what it says already, and we learn about the takanas. We don't make takanas today. When the Mashiach, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, well, the Sanhedrin, that'll be, you know, a different story. But today we just sit back and learn. We don't make the takanas in Orthodoxy. Okay, so this was a fascinating Chasam Sofer and a fascinating Shevur Kehar. So we're going to leave for tomorrow the Minchas Elozer. So that's it. And Bezer Shem will do that between 11 and 11:30, and then the Chumash from 11:30 to 12. And then Sunday, Bezer Shem will do Kibbutz Av Ve'Em, begin packet 4. And then I made some Hanukkah packet. Okay, so we'll keep going. Okay. I have extra folders for everybody if you need extra folders.